God will make the blessing. God will make the increase. God will make the power. God will make the deliverance and the salvation. You don't have to save anybody. All you have to be is ready.
Yes,
sir. I know.
Welcome to a Thanksgiving Week special on the Believer's Voice of Victory. The blessing of God improves and increases every part of your life. God's got a good plan for it all. Join Kenneth Copeland and find out the one decision that changes everything.
Let's go over to the book of Philippians. Chapter 1. Paul and Timothy, the servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus, which are at Philippi, with the bishops and the deacons. Now, where did that church come from in Philippi? What gave birth to that church? Anybody remember? Paul was in jail in Philippi. And he and Silas were in stocks in the dungeon of that prison in that city. And at midnight, they were singing praises unto God. He wasn't being like a little Heath out in the desert. I don't understand this. I come down here to preach. I'll tell you, Paul, the next time you have a vision of somebody waving for us to come, don't tell me about it, my God. Every time I go with you someplace, they beat me up and put me in jail. I tell you, you just bring a bad name on the gospel. That ain't what they were doing. They had opportunity to do that. What happened? In that prison, at midnight, Paul and Silas' moment came. God sent them into that socialistic hellhole, and they got thrown into prison. But in the middle of that prison, their moment came. And they're singing and praising God at midnight, and the prisoners heard them. So this wasn't no little thing just between the two of them. All the prisoners heard, and the power of God. What was that power? The blessing power, the power to deliver. The Garden of Eden don't have dungeons and jails and stocks and whipping you in it. That's the curse, brother. And the blessing was released in that place that night. The anointing on these apostles came into power, and it shook the earth.
Yes.
And shook that old jail.
Yes, amen.
All the doors swung open. But there was so much anointing coming out of that dungeon, coming out of those two men. It didn't come down there from heaven. It came out of those two men, came out of those apostles that were praising God at midnight and worshiping at the top of their voices. Praise God. They knew their hour had come. They knew something about to happen in this place, and they got so much praise in them, they can't stand it. And when it broke, man, it broke jail, it broke locks and chains, it broke everything in sight. But there was so much power about it, nobody could move. Otherwise, that'd have been an empty place in 2.5 seconds. Because there are no searchlights in those days. That place is dark, and the jail door is open. I am gone. You understand? This jail is full of people. Some of them not so good people. And getting out is a big thing. We're gone. But there's so much power present, it couldn't move. They were all there. That jailer and all of those cons, all of those inmates, political prisoners, religious prisoners, thieves, murderers, all that bunch of stalwart citizens became the first members of the first church of the blessing in Philippi. And that jailer became its pastor.
Yes, sir.
No wonder they loved that apostle so. Now, when thinking that, listen to these words. What must have been charging through their hearts as they read this letter? Verse 3, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making requests with joy for your partnership in the gospel. What is the gospel? The preaching of the blessing that brings salvation, the baptism of the Holy Ghost, healing for the body, redemption and deliverance from sin, sickness, demons, fear, poverty, and all of the curse. Hallelujah. That's the gospel. From the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you. When did it begin? It began at midnight in that prison, praise God. He which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ, even as it is meet. Underline the word meet and write around there somewhere, able, A-B-L-E, or enabled me. Even as I am able to think this of you all because I have you in my heart. There's a divine connection there. It was made in that prison. I have you in my heart insomuch as both in my bonds. Well, now that might not sound so big to you and me, but I want you to know it was big to them. They knew what happened when he was in bonds. They were there. They saw it. It broke the chains off of them too. In the same jail, the same night, under the same power, they saw it. In my bonds and in the defense and in the confirmation of the gospel. How is the gospel confirmed? And he went with, and he went working with the word, confirming with signs following. Hold your place there, and let's go read that word for word. Last chapter of the book of Mark. They went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with. You see the word them there is italicized. He wasn't working with them. Not primarily. Because if he had just been working with them, maybe it ended with them. Well, that's been preached. That's not true, but that's been preached. But the word them there was added by the translators. Well, they added it by their privilege. I got the same privilege. Take it out. So notice what it says. They went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with and confirming the word. He was working with the word, not just them and their preaching of the word. He was working with the word. He commanded them to go into all the world and preach the gospel. Preach what? Blessed. And he confirmed the word with signs following. Now back over there to Philippians chapter 1. In my bonds, well, they knew the power that came on him in his bonds. In the defense, I'll tell you the gospel and the blessing and the power of God in and on that man. I'm telling you, I don't care where he stood up and preached. There was a defense for the gospel that is still holding for you and me today when we stand on the words in this book. Yes. He proved the covenant of it.
Thank you, Lord.
And in confirmation of the gospel are the signs and wonders, God working with His word when it's preached. You are all partakers of my grace. They're looking at that and they say, you mean to tell me the same power that was on him that night in that dungeon, because I have come along beside him to bless him in his work and help him with this, now I'm blessed with that same power? Well, isn't that what God told Abram?
Yes, amen.
I'll bless them that bless you. Those that come in and help you, I'll the same blessing on you. Come on them. I didn't do this just to make somebody out of you. I did this to make somebody out of everybody.
Amen.
In one common blessing call. And those that try to use the curse to stop you, that curse will come right back on them. If you'll stand on my word and go forward, I'll stop him. Actually, he doesn't even have to. You stand on the word of God and the curse just bounces off you and heads right back where it came from. And it just increases on them. Well, that's not what I'm looking for. I'm not looking for somebody to be cursed. I'm looking for them to turn around and come on over here and get in this thing, man. Praise God. I used to be a fool too. Would be today if it wasn't for this book.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's been the process. Those that came alongside Jesus, what happened? As they helped him, His anointing came on them. It's the same process today. Of course, religious correctness. Oh, well, Brother Copeland, you have to be humble about this. You're humble. Oh, yes. And proud of it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I'm not. When I talk like this, I'm not being egotistical. The natural world don't know the difference between faith and pride or egotism. They don't know the difference in it. And when you speak boldly of what God will do, I've heard men say it. I heard one say it on television not too long ago. Well, after all, who on earth could possibly know the will of God? And I said, I do. I talked to him this morning. I know a whole lot of it about you. I didn't get that from God. I just been listening to you. I know where you at. But you could come on over here. Knowing the will of God at heart. Not at all. But it's very difficult when you begin an attempt to find out the will of God on your terms. They just don't work like that. Because you're still over here with one foot in the social system thinking, well, I'll find out what the will of God is here. If it fits in my plans, I'm going to do it. But, he might call me to China or something. Well, he might do it. And if he does, it's going to be the most glorious place on earth for you. Because your viewpoint of some place on earth is totally different from his. And he's not calling you over there to turn in to what they are. He's calling you over there to help them turn into what he is. Your time has come. When he calls you to a certain place, your time has come. It's time for you to expand. It's time for you to prosper. It's time for you to become empowered. It's time. God's ready for you. That's the reason He's calling you. And you begin to hear something from God and you think, hey, man, me? You want what? You want me to teach the Bible? No. God, I'm not qualified. That's all that's worth. I know I went through all that. God knew what you was qualified to do before He called you.
Amen.
If you was qualified anymore, He may not have messed with you. When your moment has come and God points you in a direction and He says, I want you to do this, I don't care if it's just go next door and help your neighbor or something.
Right.
Your moment has come and your time of increase has happened, because whatever it takes to prosper and empower that next door neighbor is going to come through your hands. It may be the loaves and the fishes multiplying for his table. It may be all of these different things. There's only one thing you need, and that is the word of the living God. God will make the blessing. God will make the increase. God will make the power. God will make the deliverance and the salvation. You don't have to save anybody. All you have to be is ready.
Yes.
Come to these exciting meetings. You're invited to join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for the Branson Victory Campaign, the 3rd through 5th of March at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. The Southwest Believers Convention will be the 4th through 9th of July, 2011 at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. Come November 10th through 12th to the 2011 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information, go to kcm.org.
I'm Pastor Elliot Jones, and this is my lovely wife, Belinda A. Jones, and we've been married for 20 years, and we have two beautiful children. We are the pastors of Walking in the Spirit Ministries, and we're the founders and pastors. My father would watch Kenneth Copeland, and that's 1978-79, and I was 16 years old. So every Sunday morning, we got up and watched. 10 years later, I'm on fire. I mean, I'm pumped. I'm watching Kenneth on TV now, 1988. I tie back in, and I'm watching it every single day. I'm taping it. I've got tapes going in my car, on my job, in my truck. I'm listening to tapes over and over, the Faith series. I'm building my faith.
It was just totally different. I grew up in the church all my life, this church. And then this guy here heard of this man named Kenneth Copeland, and I tell you, he received that word, and it was powerful in him. And he wasn't just getting it from the church that we attended. He was watching fire on television.
As soon as we left tradition, instantly our finances and our prosperity just skyrocketed.
Yes.
It just took off.
Oh.
I mean, the favor to purchase buildings, purchase homes, the value of our own home that we lived in went up $100,000. And then the financial resources that became available from that allowed us to do so many things. And, you know, association does bring on assimilation. And associating with the ministry of KCM has just brought on the assimilation and the favor that exists because we're covenant partners.
What do you think? Amen. Praise God.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you.
Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
And, you know, we're hooked up with Brother Copeland then. That anointing of provision is on us also, and our partners, because not only do they sow into our lives, into the church's life, but they sow into KCM's, and they're blessed and we're blessed, and it's just a fellowship of believers coming together and God empowering all of us to prosper. So the church is doing phenomenally.
People have come without jobs and now have jobs and thriving businesses. I mean, single people have come who desire to be married and have met their mates in our ministry and are blessed. And I mean, so it's just literally exploded. And God has sent us talented, anointed, submitted, committed help. And it's just awesome what God can do when you obey Him. And one of the crucial things that you know, Kenneth Copeland and Gloria Copeland have taught me is that they have ministered the Word of God to me and to us in such a fashion that we can now reproduce that same faith
yes.
to other members of the body.
I declare in the name of Jesus that the might of God is on this seed. You said our seed is mighty in this earth. We sow this seed in Jesus' mighty name, expecting for the harvest of it. And everybody that agreed said, amen.
We were facing a crisis because we were $17,000 behind on a mortgage, and we refused to borrow money. We own rental property, and we have so many parishioners that come to us sometimes with needs to be met. And since we can provide housing because we're property owners, we've been very gracious and sometimes extend a helping hand to people. But when they're behind, we get behind. So we had fallen into a financial deficit on our apartment building. Well, at that convention, 2008, on Thursday night, we prayed for miraculous debt reduction under Dr. Dollar's ministry. Consequently, a man came up to us and said, I want to pay all your bills. And we said, what? He said, we want to pay all your bills. God spoke to us. We see you at this convention, and we know we're the ones. And within a week, the man sent us a $50,000 check. And it pulled us out of the arrears, and we didn't have to borrow any money. And it was such a blessing. I work for the wealthiest God in the universe. I don't have a care in the world. I just work here, and I love here. And so the burden of it and the yoke of it is it's easier and lighter because love never fails. Love is so much more of a powerful position than people have really comprehended it to be. And so the great impact that it had in my ministry and continues to have is that I will live from the words of my mouth. I will live from my faith in Jesus Christ. And with the union and the corporate union of KCM, jointly fitting this body of Christ together in the world, we'll take the whole planet for Jesus. One of the blessings has been to be taught and to be ministered to, you know, by Kenneth and Gloria, and to understand there will be no strife, particularly between us. I mean, sometimes you deal with other people, you can't control their outlook, but we can definitely control what happens between us.
Oh, yes.
And we've made a decision. There is no strife between us. Mm-hmm. None. You know I'm for you. I know you're for me. And so any strife is nothing but the enemy trying to creep in. And so we recognize him and we say, hey, you have no place here. Get.
We choose to believe God and we choose to agree.
That's right.
And he said, where there are two or three gathered in his name, mm-hmm. there he is in the midst of us. And whatever we agree on as touching.
Harmonize.
Make a symphony
together. Make a symphony together.
We harmonize a lot together.
That's right, in the Amplified Bible. Ah. And that's how we do it.
Man, what a turnaround. Praise God. Brother Jones went from being in debt, started partaking of the grace of God, and went to living blessed, preaching the gospel, praise God, of Jesus and the blessing of Abraham. And what a blessing he has been to this ministry, he and his lovely wife and the congregation and their family, all of these great things. See, all of this is just for the blessed. But all that accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior are the blessed and have been delivered from the authority of darkness. Praise God. Now, I want to tell you something. God will lead you. I'm talking about you. Into the most exciting life. God created it just for you. He has special life just for you. Amen. Father, we just bless you and praise you. We thank 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 you that we have been delivered from the authority of darkness. We've been delivered from the bondage and the authority of bad economy all over the world. And we've been translated into the kingdom of God. And we seek first the kingdom of God. We seek first your righteousness. You're right all the time. You were right the first time. Praise God. And we seek that. And all of these things will be added to us, and we can be a supply to that failing Babylonian system out there that's got so many people trapped in it. And we give you praise and thanksgiving according to Colossians chapter 1, verses 12 and 13, in Jesus' name. I'm telling you, Elliot was at the right place at the right time, wasn't he? Praise God. He came to convention, received huge blessing. It's out there. It's available. It's all around you right now. God sends conventions and victory campaigns and places to hear God's word. And why are you spending your time doing something else when God has planned meeting after meeting after meeting, and there's churches and full of the faith of God? And the problem is, you're not seeking first the kingdom of God, where to go to church, where to be working, where your economy is, not the world's, yours, what he's got planned for you. You seek that throughout all of 2011, and I can give you, based on God's word, a promise that you'll look back and say, my, 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 was that 100 years ago or something that I was so bound up? The Branson Victory Campaign, March the 3rd through the 5th, Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. Keith and Phyllis Moore, pastor of that dynamite church. Praise God. You need to be there. You need to get in those meetings there. Then the Southwest Believers Convention, one great big convention. Praise God, July the 4th through the 9th in Fort Worth, Texas. Now, in the past, we've done the Fort Worth meeting in August, but this year it's plugged right in that 4th of July season, and we're gonna watch God deliver this nation, praise God, just like he promised back there all those many years ago. A place to connect to the anointing. And you need to go to kcm.org. I'm telling you what, there's all kinds of dynamite things there. Now, God will make the blessing. Listen. That blessing is hanging there, ready to increase you. And all you need to do is to be ready to receive. Now, before we go, Glory and I got this gift for you. Get online and find out about it. Simple strength released through thanksgiving and praise. We'll see you tomorrow. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
Thanks for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a gift for you, a four-part CD teaching series called Simple Stress Relief Through Thanksgiving and Praise. This timely message will help you live in God's peace and experience the freedom and rest that come from a heart of thanksgiving and praise. No matter what's going on around you, you can live a stress-free life. For faster processing, request your free teaching series online at kcm.org. One per household, please. Offer good for 30 days. The world around you is changing every day, but one thing remains the same, God's Word. The Believer's Voice of Victory magazine is full of life-changing teaching that will help you and your family live in the fullness of God's blessing. Build your faith as you read word-based teachings from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and the real-life stories of believers from around the world. Request your free subscription today, The Believer's Voice of Victory magazine, words you can build your life upon. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Jesus is your source. He may use different channels, but there's only one source, and that's Jesus. He is the source. His word is the key issue to all issues.